Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hey, welcome to episode 23 of the All or Something Living podcast. Now, before I get started, I have some bad news. My microphone that I always use for these podcasts broke, and I just spent the last hour trying to fix it, and it's not working. So the bad news is that this episode's going to be a little bit more like, there's going to be some more background noise than usual. You're going to hear some clicky stuff, but it's still a great episode that you don't want to miss and great content. And the good news is that this means I'll probably invest in a better mic and a better sound system, which means the audio of this podcast will get even better before I knew that it would. So I hope you'll still listen in and be able to enjoy the episode along with me. So let's get started. How many times have you told yourself that you were going to start working out or eating healthy or that you were going to finally tackle that cleaning project that you've been avoiding forever? And then how many times have you actually followed through? So I imagine the story goes a little something like this. You start to notice that your pants are getting a little tighter. You feel more and more uncomfortable in your body by the day. But you ignore it. You assume that if you ignore it, it's just going to go away. Until one day, you find yourself screaming at your spouse and your kids, and you're not even exactly sure why you're so upset. But then you dig a little deeper, and you realize that you haven't really been taking care of yourself. And that is taking a toll on your relationships and your self-esteem. So you decide it's time to make a change. You make the declaration that you're going to start working out 5 days a week. You're going to cut out gluten, sugar, carbs. Oh, and while you're at it, you might as well start drinking a gallon of water a day. At first, you're motivated and you're excited and you think to yourself, this time will be different. I'm tired of living this way. For the first week or two, you're on it. You sweat your booty off in those hour-long gym sessions. You declare on Instagram, I cut out gluten, sugar, and carbs, and I have never felt more energized. And you carry your gallon jug around as a badge of honor for your new healthy lifestyle. But then, dun-dun-dun, the inevitable happens. Life kicks in, your kid gets sick, you get in a fight with a spouse or a friend, and it totally just throws you off. Suddenly, your new habits are the first thing to go out the window, and then you're back to square one. But not only are you back to square one, you're also pissed at yourself. How could you let this happen again? When will you actually follow through with what you say you'll do? And why can't you just get it together? I hear you, my friend. I can't tell you how many times I've been in this position and how many times I felt like I was treading water and never actually really making progress. I thought it was my lack of willpower or motivation that was holding me back. But wrong, so wrong. It was actually the way that I was approaching my goals and my resolutions that was keeping me stuck. So thankfully, I've been through it and come out on the other side more victoriously than I ever could have imagined, might I add. And I'm here to help you beat habit-building overwhelm, which is what I call it, so that you can actually become the person that you know you're capable of being and then create the life of your dreams. So you want to know how to make it happen for you? Before I get started, though, this week's podcast episode is sponsored by the Habit Transforming Worksheet. This is a worksheet that I've designed to help you gain clarity on what goals that you should focus on first, and then how to implement the goals in a way that actually sticks. You can get a hold of this worksheet right now by clicking the link in the show notes. All right, now, let's dive into this truly transformational work. There are three secrets to building habits that actually stick. So the first is to get picky. The second is to adopt the all or something approach. And then the third is to revisit your goals on a daily basis. Let's start with number one. Get picky about your goals. Now, setting a goal isn't something to be taken lightly. Building new habits isn't something that's simple. Even though the research in the past has shown that it only takes 21 days or so to build a new habit, it actually takes much longer than that. As you adopt new habits, your brain is literally adjusting to the change. And the way that we're designed is that if we become overwhelmed, we shut down. So the idea here is to avoid overwhelm. But how can we avoid overwhelm? Just focusing on 1 to 3 habits at a time can help you avoid overwhelm, which means that you'll want to be super picky on which goals that you choose. And my hack for this is for you to choose a goal which is the simplest for you, but will have the biggest impact on your life. If you're wondering how you decide that, let me take you through the selection process. So let's say that I'm wanting to adopt a new self-care routine. I'll want to start by adding 1 to 3 new habits into the mix. Until I get good at habit building, though, it's best for me to first choose the habits that come with bigger consequences if I don't do them. So even though I can add in tongue scraping later on, which I do, by the way, for now, it's not going to be enticing enough of a goal for me to actually stick to. So I'm going to start with the thing that makes the biggest impact. For me, that would be sleep. If I'm only getting 6 hours of sleep a night and it's having a negative effect on a ton of other areas in my life, then I'm going to want to focus on sleep first, right? You get the biggest bang for your buck. So what is the consequence of me not getting enough sleep? For me, I get grouchy, I feel like crap, I skip my workout because I'm too tired, I'm not able to focus on work and school, and the list goes on. So do you see how understanding the negative impact that a lack of sleep has on me can make all the difference? So this means for me that getting more sleep would be my number one goal to start with. So how can we apply this to your situation? I want you to think about one area of your life that you'd like to focus on. Is it joy, creativity, spirituality, your finances, your relationships, fitness, career, education, health, cooking, or something else? Now, within that area that you choose, what one thing or one goal would make the biggest impact? So for example, with joy, it could be something like starting a gratitude practice. For spirituality goals, it could mean implementing a daily meditation. If you're working on your finances, it could mean saving $20 from every paycheck. Fitness could mean walking your dog every day, and so on. So just so you know, the worksheet that I designed will help you guide will help to guide you through all of this. So you don't have to worry about writing all of it down right now. Just start mentally brainstorming where it is that you'd like to focus. And then step two, so step one, as I said, just to recap, step one is to get picky. So to just choose 1 or 3 goals that you're going to focus on at a time. And then moving into step two, you're going to take the all or something approach with those goals. So right now, you've defined what goal that you want to focus on. Maybe you haven't, but you can always come back and listen to this episode as many times as you want. But we're going to work on, for now, we're going to work on a simple mindset set shift that is vital to your habit building success. Are you ready to hear it? It's not all or nothing, it's all or something. Now, if you're a regular listener of this podcast, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. But if you're not, then let me explain. When we have the attitude of all or nothing, everything is all or nothing, meaning if I didn't work out today, then I might as well skip the rest of the week and start back again up again on Monday. Or worse, I skipped a day or two, so I failed, so I might as well give up. And when we have that attitude, we'll never actually create transformative habits that stick with us in the long term. Now, here's something you should know. Most people aren't doing something without fail every single day for their entire life. So let me repeat that. Most people aren't hitting their everyday goals every single day without fail for their entire lives. Everybody has ups and downs. So sure, you have habits like brushing your teeth, showering, and all that, but those are habits that you built as a teeny weeny child. The more difficult habits that require more brain power are things like exercise, eating healthy, and etc. And those are habits that require commitment and a daily choice. You will have to choose over and over again to say yes, even if it's a task that you're used to doing. So what does this mean? It means that if you're human, you're going to have off days. Just like waves coming in and out of the shore, life ebbs and flows, and we have ups and downs, and it is just a part of the process. It is normal to have a day, a week, sometimes a few weeks when some of your habits fall to the wayside. That does not make you a failure. It just means that your priorities shifted for the time being. So when you take the all or something approach with your habits, it means that you allow for off days, errors, for seasons, etc., but you still pick right back up where you left off. Now, a great example of this in my own life is exercise. I've decided that working out is a really important habit that I want to practice for a lifetime because it just has so many benefits. And the thing is with exercise, as I'm sure you know, is that it's not always easy. Holidays and busy seasons usually means that I work out less. Sometimes I just have off weeks where I'll be super emotional, tired, PMS-y, or whatever, and I don't work out those weeks or days. But because I understand the impact that exercise has on my life, it doesn't take me long to remember how important the habit of exercise is to me. So what I do is I just pick right back up where I left off. I don't waste any time beating myself up for it or feeling like it's gonna suck if I work out because I worked so hard to get into shape and now I have to start back at square one. Because I know that if I need to, I'll take it easy and work my way back up. My working out is not a competition. All that matters to me is that I'm showing up. I don't have to have my workouts look a certain way. So how is it that you remember to show up in the first place? How do I remember to show up for what's important to me every single day? And that question leads us into step three. Step three is to visit your goals on a daily basis. And what does this mean? It means you create a system that requires you to check in with yourself on a daily basis. And it doesn't have to be overly complicated. Just take 5 minutes to pop in and remind yourself of what is important to you. It should just be 1 to 3 items at any given time, like we learned in step one, because any more than that and you'll just get overwhelmed and you'll shut down and then you'll just give up completely. So take those goals that you've chosen in step one and use them to design your daily check-in. How you check in is gonna have to be up to you. I find that physically writing things down really solidifies it for me. So I will literally take out a notebook, write the date, and list the things I'm focusing on for the day or the week. And for you, it might be a reminder that you set on your phone, a planner if you're the type of person that likes planners. I also love planners. You might need to schedule it all in, especially if you have a really busy lifestyle. Maybe you have kids and a job and you got other things going on. You know that it's important to schedule things in order to get them done. Or another good idea that I heard the other day was having a morning text with a friend who is also working on their own goals and want to be held accountable. There are so many ways to do this, so just experiment to find what works for you. And again, if you fail, if it doesn't work out for you, just take that as information and then try something else. But give yourself a little bit of time, like to have like a, say you're trying to build a habit, just like we're talking about in this entire episode. You're building a habit, right? You're saying to yourself, I'm going to write down my daily habits every day, and then you forget. So then you're like, oh, I failed that one. Let me try the next one. Oh, that didn't work for me either. You have to give yourself some grace and some time to actually build up the habit of checking in on your habits. So just keep that in mind. And so remind yourself of what you're working on every single day until that item becomes a habit, something that's just sort of second nature. And then once it feels like second nature, then you're going to swap it out for the next habit that you're looking to implement, and so on. So I imagine that each year for you begins with a lot of motivation and thoughts of this year will be different. And I'm sure that you have this vision of how you want your life to look. Just think about it. Like, what is your vision for your life? What are you wanting to create in your life? You have this big vision and you create all these resolutions at once. You try to implement everything at once. And the first few weeks to a month goes smoothly. And then it's almost like you forgot everything that you wanted the year to become. You just lose track. You lose sight of your vision. That is exactly why visiting your daily goals and visions is going to be a game changer for you. Imagine taking the steps to implement 1 to 3 new habits per week or month and to actually be able to do it successfully now that you know how. How would things shift for you? Where would you be at the end of 1 year or 5 years? And every tip that I've given in this episode has completely transformed my own life and my level of productivity. So if you implement this stuff and try it out for yourself, then I guarantee it's going to give you some big results as well. All right, friend, that is all I have for you today. But the all or something takeaway for this episode can be found in tip number 2. Take the all or something approach to your habit building process and watch what it does in your life. Now, don't forget to visit the show notes and get the worksheet for this episode so that you can get clarity on the goals and habits that you want to start building. Keep in touch with me over at Instagram at Lauren M. Kepler. And please, please update me on your progress. Let me know what you implemented, how it went for you, what it's changing, how your life is looking different already. And next week, we're going to talk about how you can start to tune into your intuition more often to help you make decisions like how to know when it's time to move on from a job or a relationship or to take a major leap in your life. And I can't wait to talk to you then. But until then, remember that you are enough and you are doing enough.